This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Cable giant Comcast this morning reported fourth quarter profits up from a year earlier. This comes about a year after Comcast announced it was buying Time Warner Cable. Federal regulators are scheduled to decide next month whether to allow that merger. Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
Initially, the two biggest cable companies said their merger wouldn't reduce competition and wouldn't result in higher rates. Geographically, they're in different markets for now. But
there's a lot changing in how people consume media, and that's why it's become a lot more contentious than people originally anticipated.
That's Amy Young, an analyst with Macquarie Group. She means cord cutting has started to look more like a reality, getting video on the internet instead of cable TV. That raises new questions about Comcast and Time Warner. They sell cable TV and broadband services. As broadband providers, might they choke out cord-cutting services to protect the TV business? The FCC has started looking at new regulations to prevent just that. Kevin Werbach is a professor at the Wharton School of Business who looks at communication regulations. He says those moves
may suggest a mindset that is more concerned about competition in broadband and simply less hospitable to further mergers in this sector, especially a big one like this.
Which could mean trouble for Comcast. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman from Marketplace.